Survivors of the Trans Panic, Mothers Detail Daughter's Abduction by Gender Cult. By Emma Jo Morris on April 11, 2023. Transgenderism is being portrayed as a progressive form of self-expression by the political, media, and business complex, but is also damaging and marring, in many cases irreparably, the girls who come into contact with it. This series explores some of the cruelty experienced by people who have interacted with the cyber sect of radical gender ideology through testimony in their words. About 20% of Generation Z is likely to identify on the LGBTQIA+ spectrum, and LGBTQIA+ identification overall has become much more common in the U.S. in the past decade, according to 2022 polling by Gallup. Over 5% of Americans from 18 to 30 years old identify as transgender or non-binary, according to a Pew Research Center survey published in June. The number of diagnoses of gender dysphoria of children between the ages of 6 to 17 in the U.S. has surged over recent years, from 15,172 in 2017, to 24,847 in 2020, to 42,167 in 2021. According to data published by Reuters. In 2017, there were 1,905 children in the same age range, 6 to 17, undergoing hormone therapy, spiking to 4,231 in 2021. Despite dubious data surrounding the practice of gender-affirming care, especially for adolescents, the United States is the most permissive country for child sex change operations and gender transition drug treatments compared to any European country, according to a study by Do No Harm. Doctors who recently spoke to Breitbart, requesting their identities be concealed for fear of backlash, said there is a perverse monetary incentive structure built around pushing transgender drugs and surgeries on kids. The U.S. sex reassignment surgery market was valued at almost $2 billion in 2021 and is expected to grow at a compound annual growth rate of 11.23% until 2030, according to a market report by Grand View Research. Olivia, aka Jackson. They've taken my children away. That freaking cult took my children away. And in my opinion, they killed my daughter. Because I'd like to ask, well, where's my daughter? She never came home that day. Linny is a California mother of three daughters, including a set of twins, Olivia and Tallulah, who no longer live with her after Olivia came out as transgender at the age of 14 and insisted her mother call her Jackson. Her children now live with their grandmother after deciding to leave their single mother's home when she refused to affirm her daughter's new identity. There's no explanation, and if I were to ask, "What did you do with my daughter?" what would the answer be? "Where's my daughter? Where did they take my daughter because she never came home?" Lily told Breitbart News, her voice cracking. Olivia, aka Jackson, is not taking cross-sex hormones but presents herself aesthetically as a young boy, Lily told Breitbart. She cut and dyed her hair, wears baggy clothing, and binds her chest. Chest binding, performed during social transition, is when a woman wraps her chest with thick material to conceal her breasts, and is sometimes done by girls during puberty, in trying to portray herself as male. Lindley told Breitbart that her daughter told her she does not want to take testosterone, but she does not know what to expect when Olivia goes away to university next year. Lindley's twins, who are both deaf, are in grade 12, attending a public school in California that has a deaf and hard of hearing program. Olivia began seeing a school social worker in middle school, allegedly because she was being bullied. The school counselor Olivia saw was hired through a third-party contractor, a nonprofit called Cassie. According to Cassie's website, the organization is a nonprofit agency that partners with schools to provide professional mental health services to students in their academic setting, with a mission to destigmatize mental health services and make supporting students' social and emotional well-being the norm in our local schools. Cassie stands firmly as an anti-racist organization. As mental health professionals, we have a responsibility to address and counter racism and discrimination in all its forms. We stand united to actively promote awareness, acceptance, and accountability and do our part to dismantle any existing systems fostering explicit or implicit racism, the website says, at its About Us tab, under a Black Lives Matter banner. The institutions, I believe, are captured, and they're teaching the professionals that horrible line, which you've probably heard now, Would you rather have a live son or a dead daughter? If we don't affirm a transgender person, they will go ahead and kill themselves. All this fear, the fear-mongering, I believe that message is coming top-down. Pamela Garfield Yeager, LCSW, formerly employed by Cassie, told Breitbart. The universities are teaching it, the grad school programs are teaching it. If I do a training right now for my profession on this, that's what I would be taught. Garfield Yeager, a licensed social worker in the Bay Area who practiced for 20 years after being educated at New York University and a lifelong Democrat, spoke to Breitbart after becoming wise to what she calls a movement of destruction of humankind. As trans ideology relies on dissociating people from their body, destroying their ability to procreate, and destroying the nuclear family. She is not currently practicing, instead focusing her efforts on speaking out about the harmful effects of transgenderism and writing a curriculum for parents to find non-indoctrinating mental health care. It's become this groupthink because the dissenting voices have been taken out, and they've been made examples of, and now enough people go along with it, Garfield Yeager explained about her industry. It was May of 2018, and my identical twin daughters turned 14. Lindley told Breitbart of how Olivia's transgender journey began. And one of them, I had taken to a therapist because I could tell that something was going on. Anyway, the therapist said, oh, no, perfectly normal. So then she ended up going to, this was in middle school, she ended up going to the Cassie Counselors. They're the free mental health program that Santa Clara County uses for all the schools. And it's all LGBTQ and BLM and social-emotional learning. According to my daughter, she went initially because she was being bullied. And I just heard something else about other girls being bullied who went to counseling and then this happened. She went for bullying, she tells me, and then I never heard anything ever again. Nobody ever talked to me again about anything, she continued. And then 1 week after my twins turned 14, I get a call from the liaison at the Deaf and Hard of Hearing program at the middle school and she says, Olivia is coming home to tell you something really important, or something along those lines, and it was that vague. Olivia comes home, hi, Mom. I'm a boy and I want my name to be Jackson. After some years of complying with Olivia's demands to be referred to as Jackson and be identified as a boy, just over a year ago, Lindley began refusing to go along with it, saying the saga made my entire family mentally ill. I think that the schools have convinced our children to just leave home if Mama doesn't like it. And since Mama doesn't like it, Olivia and Tallulah, my twins, moved out in August, even though they're now seniors in high school, Lindley said. They teach a young person that if a parent has even a question about this identity, or if they would like to use the name you were given, that makes them the enemy, Garfield Yeager told Breitbart of the salient message in her industry about parents. It's been horrifying that even professionals are doing this, besides creepy people online, professionals who you would ordinarily trust, like a school counselor, or a school nurse, or a teacher, they are being trained to do that. Like, oh, if your parents think this, they're transphobic. The counselors, they think they know better than families, Garfield Yeager said. And you've got this community, and the counselors, and the teachers, and the nurses, and the doctors undermining parents. I don't see my children as often, of course, and I think that my daughter Olivia, I think she and I are actually really close, and I think that she really wants to hate me, but I know that she doesn't, Lindley said. Patricia, aka Fred. I trusted the teachers, I trusted my school to be educating my kids appropriately. Aaron, a lawyer, former Democrat, and mother of two children in a California public school at which she frequently volunteered, told Breitbart. But like fourth or fifth grade is when I started seeing things change education-wise at the public school where they went. More to this. Social-emotional learning, kind of model. Aaron's daughter, Patricia, pseudonym, announced she was a lesbian at age 11, following a week-long sex program at school conducted by a third-party contractor, in 2018. Patricia's coming out came at the same time as many of her classmates were coming out to their families, as well. In seventh grade, all these kids said they were something. And I was like, whoa, what are you guys learning at school? Like, 100% of you can't be something on the LGBTQ alphabet, Aaron continued. But I let it ride because I thought, okay, maybe my daughter is a lesbian, you know, okay, it's not a big deal. When Patricia was 13, she began identifying as transgender. She quickly, and secretly, formed an online group of like-minded friends, some her age, some older, who are sharing pornographic material with her and coaching her on how to transition. At the same time, the public school Patricia attends began referring to her by a male name, Fred, pseudonym, and using male pronouns. Online is the worst place, that's where it really gets. It's in so many different areas, it's in the school. It's on entertainment, you go to a coffee shop. The flags are everywhere, it's all over the place. But the online spaces, like the video games, social media, all these different online spaces, I think that's where it gets really set in for most young people. Garfield Yeager said of online forums being key venues where adolescents are radicalized. It could just be from being in some kind of group, or just looking at different memes, or it could be from people directly messaging them. Or it can be a whole community, where they get all kinds of positive feedback, Garfield Yeager continued. If you look at every trans influencer, they'll say, "This is your safe space," or, "I'm your mom now," making a person who feels lonely feel as though they're now being seen. I pulled the phone, the computer, everything. I took her offline, Erin told Breitbart of how she broke her daughter out of transgenderism. It was like pulling heroin from a heroin addict, we had to go full detox. Friends would drop off phones and I'd have to, like, I would turn her room upside down, Erin continued. I would also look for chest binders, I would rip them apart. I took all of her, like, male, dress-up clothes, and I took them to the dump. And she was being coached online, how to emancipate, how to run away, Erin said. She's like, you know, I'm gonna commit suicide, you know, I'm going to commit suicide. Erin told Breitbart that Child Protective Services, CPS, paid a visit to her home after she told the school she would not affirm her daughter's male identity, and that she expected the school to do the same. CPS never followed up after the initial visit. Erin pulled Patricia out of her public school and placed her in a private Catholic school, which, despite not being less woke, allowed Patricia to meet new friends, as a girl. I would rather my kid hate me for life, I would take her hating me for life. If I knew that her future would be safe, Erin told Breitbart of the strain the measure she put on her relationship with her daughter. I would give that up, and that's a huge thing to give up. You know, for a mother to say that, but I would. I gave up my relationship with my child to make sure that my daughter's bodily autonomy is safe. Unfortunately, there are some parents who just don't know. They doubt themselves, they've got all these people with degrees. And who are supposedly educated, they're supposed to be the helpers. They start believing these professional people. Maybe I am in the wrong, maybe I need to do this, and they doubt themselves. And then, in the end, they realize that they made the wrong decision. That they should have listened to their gut, Garfield Yeager told Breitbart. She said she hated me, every single day, five times a day, Erin continued. My daughter says that she loves me every single day now. I won that gamble. And it was a gamble I would take 1,000 times again. Even if she didn't say she loved me anymore, I knew that she would grow up with her body intact. Emma Jo Morris is the politics editor at Breitbart News. Email her at hmorris@breitbart.com or follow her on Twitter.